Most days, it's easy being an optimist. The sun shines, I have people who love me. Life is good. But other days, something else is waiting, a shadow just behind my left shoulder. If I let it, it grabs, bites, digs in. Not even Arson knew about the shadow. I haven't let it catch me for a long time, not since my grandmother died. But I felt its presence as I stared from the porch steps, my muscles tensed. "Something crashed," my cousin Dixie craned her neck. Her gaze traveled past the turrets and gables of my B&B Wits End, past the decorative UFO in the tile roof, past mountain peaks, blackberry in the twilight. A streak of cloud like an airplane contrail bulleted toward the earth. A poof of white, an explosion of some sort, lingered at the base of the contrail. The exclamation point glowed bright and far away against the darkening western sky. And it made my heart race and skin itch. I glanced at Dixie, in her camo shorts and black tank top, the tips of her dark hair tinted green. Helpless love and worry for my reckless young cousin swelled in my chest and throat. When it came to Dixie, to Arson, to the strange glowing light in the sky, I was not in control. But I was damn well going to control the pieces of my life I could. I jammed my hands into the pockets of my capris and clenched my fists. It had to be something natural. I hoped. Beside my sneakers, Bailey gently woofed. I bent to scratch the beagle. "Something came down," Dixie said, "and it exploded." Bailey's woof turned to a growl. Two male guests in shorts and baseball caps with the True Medium logo staggered onto the porch. The crewmen, Bob and Mahir, carried a long black case. "Shush, Bailey," I scolded. "You know they're guests." He never growled at guests. What was wrong with him? He knew who paid for his dog biscuits. The beagle's growl turned menacing.
"I believe your dog is growling at me," said a masculine voice from somewhere near my left hip.
I jumped, startled. A tiny stranger grinned up at me. He swept off his top hat in a low bow and handed Dixie a flyer. A t-shirt reading, "Circus of Impulse," peeked beneath the V of his blue satin blouse. Beneath his top hat, his black hair was slicked back like a cartoon villain's. Bailey's lips peeled back. "Sorry." Scanning the driveway for more surprises, I knelt and grasped Bailey's collar. "I don't know what's gotten into him." Dixie examined the flyer and wrinkled her pert nose.
"The Circus of Impossible Things?"
"We thought of calling it Improbable Things."
He eyed my dog.
"But by definition, a circus is over the top."
He replaced his hat and winked.
"Or under it. The big top, you see."
I forced a smile.
"Locals discount," the little man continued. 10% off on opening night."
"Thanks," I said. He handed one of the cameramen, Mahir, a flyer and strode from the yard. His top hat bobbed behind the roses, headed toward my neighbor, the colonel's house. When he was out of earshot, Dixie snorted.
"A circus? How lame."
She eyed me.
"So I guess you'll be going?"
I snatched the flyer from her hand. "I'll post this in case any of our guests are interested." And yes, I'd probably be going. Doyle was a small town. You had to grab what entertainment came your way. I glanced from the sky to the purple flyer. When was the last time a circus had come to Doyle? This is turning into a very weird day.
"This is Doyle."
Dixie folded her arms over her black tank top.
"Every day's a weird day."